Mrs. Finkelstein was Mrs. Fine. It was in the middle of the Maisa, and she said, I had Argon. The kitzur, he was Purish Vivihilus. And she says, oh, I just said that because my stomach was hurting me. I knew that's the only way that you were going to stop. What's Allah? So, first of all, this Ikar Allah, what's the Ikar Allah in such a case that he's Purish, Bechlal, in a case where she says to Meyani, and he's Purish? So we saw, he's not supposed to be Purish, he's supposed to be Nain Tzipanov, Achi Yomose Ever. If he's Purish Miyad, then he's Yosei Harav, he can be Yosei, and he's Chai V'chatos. Or, like the Rambam says, 40 days to be Misane. What's the Nibbihilus? He didn't do it. He knows that it's Osir, he was just caught up in the situation. What is Bihilus? So the Aruch Hashem says Bihilus is not considered a Shergi. Is it considered amazing? Maybe it's not considered amazing. Maybe it's. But it wouldn't be considered it's not considered an Einus. It's not considered an Einus. In Maisa, you could have had it, so Yesh Lain, if it's Mamish Mezer or if it's Shergig, exactly what Halacha would have when you get to that. However, the Shaila is, in such a case, whether or not she's Betam Tmeo. Is she Tmeo in such a case where she says that if she had her Gosh and she gave a Masla at the end of the day? So we saw when you get to a Masla that a woman is believed when she has a good Amaslo, but it has to be a good Amaslo. What's considered a good Amaslo? If she says that I was joking, that's not considered a good Amaslo. If she says that there was a fight, then there's a good Amaslo. If she says that I was embarrassed, then there's a good Amaslo. However, if she does a Maiso, then we saw that she's not Neman. Or if she tells the Rabbim according to the Maral, that would also be something that would be not considered an Amaslo. She would not be Neman or Amaslo, because what was she thinking when she told the Rabbim? How is she going to get out of it afterwards? The Mela on a Masla is only something where you could really get out of the situation that you're in. Now the Shaila is this considered a Maisa? What's considered a Maisa? What do we say? Is this considered a Maisa? Or she could have just said, she could have done it in a way that wasn't a Maisa. Or in this case, Lachari, she didn't have any way. She didn't have a way. She needed him to be Purish. So where you only have the Yichilis to do something which is a Maisa, what's the Vard of a Maisa? You wouldn't have done a Maisa. From the Rishonim, it's mashma that you wouldn't have done a Maisa to tell the Rabbim. However, something which you're not telling the Rabbim, let's say it's a Maisa Beino Leveino. Let's say she moves away the bed. Is that considered a Maisa? The Maisa, she could have just said, it's Meani. She didn't have to do a Maisa. Doing the Maisa is the thing, or the Nikud is that the Rabbim know. Once the Rabbim know, that's such a Maisa you wouldn't have done. That's Lachor the Mashmois of the Rishonim. Such a Maisa of being hooked to Kanidim Shechino Seo, that she wouldn't have done. But in a Hanami, a small Maisa, maybe in a Hanami, that's not considered anything. That's the placing of Renato. Let's say he passes something to her and he doesn't take it. She passes it to him and he doesn't take it. Is that considered, even though that seems to be the case, maybe of Shmuel? Shaila by Shmuel, what that was he Toivea and she said no, or she did Balachura, or she moves away the beds. Is that considered a Maisa, which is she wouldn't have done such a thing, or not? You'd say that maybe that's not considered a Maisa, it's only a Maisa when it's a Huchzik of a Rabim, that's such a Maisa, to be Masik of a Rabim, that's not considered a Maisa. But in a Chalami, something like this would not be considered a Maisa. Now, even if you want to say that it is considered a Maisa, nevertheless, we saw Machlekes in the Pesach Tshuva, a Maisa, he had no other way to do it. If she felt that there was no other way to get him to be Purish, she's going to say she has a stomach ache. Wait a minute. He's not going to be Matzniach. She felt this is the only way, so we saw that Machlekes Achreinim, that could very well be that the whole thing is she wouldn't have done such a thing, but in such a case, in a Chanami, she had no other option, Mamela, she would have done such a thing. Mamela, Lachor, you would have a way out to say, Lachor, it's a good Amasla, she didn't have Karech. That's the time of there's a Shaila by Shmuel. What is it? She said she didn't have koyach, or there was somebody else there. Saying that she didn't have koyach, le'yotichi she'tirdeni b'sho'zu. She didn't have koyach, l'chor is considered good amasla. The only shaila is in the first place, did she say something that was matamar in the first place? When she says, I had aragosho, is that something which is matamar? That we saw, that the Shulchan Aruch brings, that the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chavos Da'as, the woman says that she had aragosho, it doesn't have to be perish. And the Mensa Tashish, because you can't be mavchem between Hargosha Shamash and Hargosha and Emes Hargosha. Unless she said, I had Hargosha of Dam. So in this case, she didn't say, I have Hargosha of Dam. The Chayyim won't have to be Purish. However, many Achreinim are Chaylik on the Chavas Das, and they say, no, it's a Safek Daraisa over here. You don't have to be Purish in such a case. Either way, even if you have to be Purish, but Lachurish, she never said, even though you have to be Purish. She never said that she's Tamei. So even though Misafik, the person has to be Purish, but in the case where you didn't say Lahedi that she's Tamei, then in a Chanami, in such a case, she would be okay. Pashta, she even has a amat at the end of the day. In this case, she never even said she was tummy. It's like saying, what would happen if somebody comes home, she comes home with a mikvah, and she says like the first halacha which is mentioned, you're supposed to ask your wife, is she tahor or not? So you ask her, is she tahor? She says, oh, the mikvah was closed. Then she says 5 minutes later, oh, by the way, I went to a different mikvah. Or I waited around so the mikvah opened. So is that a master? Or she's being mafarish the barrel? She never said that she's tameo. She never said that she wasn't there. She says that the mikvah was closed. The hakka was closed. Maybe it wasn't closed, but she went to a different one. Either way, lechayr, if she wasn't metam herself, she never said tameo ani, then kenzan, you don't have to think. Or do you say no? Loshin b'nei adam is, when you say argosha, you mean that you're tameo. In this case, where she has a master for sure, she'll be mafarish afterwards.